outstanding items, we've got paper H, which is the KPIs.
Slight change to it. We had our report from internal audit. They looked at the way we report our KPIs and thought it would be a good idea if we had an appendix to show if we weren't meeting them, why we weren't meeting them.
Okay.
So what you'll see at the H3 is where we've added an appendix to just to confirm why we haven't met the 100% KPI. As you can see from most of them, it's some of the tasks that we run through the system, we cannot amend the target dates. So one of my assistants was pulling off the reports and filling out them without realising that actually when they filled it out, it was actually not recording the correct target. So I've gone through them all. What I do have is I have a copy of each of the reports, so I know down to which member of the pension scheme it affects and has done, so I've been able to actually look through. And as you can see, some of these, they're old tasks that have been completed recently without actually looking and setting the date correctly. And there's also been some tasks put on, let's say there's a death that occurred. They had three pension plans with us. One was an exit plan, and two were actually in pension, and a task had been put on the exit plan. And then somebody realised they'd done it, and they closed the plan off, which meant that actually it's recorded as out of time. So it wasn't actually relevant to it.
Okay.
What will happen is when we, again, Joe and I have been speaking this morning, that we've got a hell of a lot of projects to do to take the team forward. And part of that we've talked about is workflow, and we talked about looking at our numbers of the team to support that, because at the moment we've got a number of projects that we need to develop further forward. And part of the conversation with Joe is about how we develop and move the team forward and maybe increase numbers of the team to help support some of the projects that are coming through. So workflow is one of those on the agenda. It's just that I haven't had the time or the resource to be able to start to actually make more inroads to it. It's more complicated than it seems, because we've got to review all the tasks we're putting on. We've got to review all the communication that comes out through those tasks, the letters and everything else. So it's quite a big process, and it will take some time to do. But like Joe and I discussed, we've got to sit, put them all into the melting pot and look at actually what are our priorities going forward. And that includes you guys talking about helping us sort our priorities out and what you want us to drive forward as an admin team. So,
okay.
But again, if anybody's got any questions on the KPIs, we will be changing them, because at the moment what we've got here is something that Joe and I decided we put together because we looked at other pension boards. Joe Cook has come up, there's some reports that she now does. There's about three reports that we do that we now need to link into the KPIs, but that's something that we'll be looking at ongoing, because obviously I think SIFTA want certain KPIs registered, and there's other bodies that want us to register certain KPIs. So they will change. Okay, I can't guarantee that we'll have all of them, and I don't want it to make it so onerous that it becomes an absolute chore, because at the moment we've got quite a few KPIs.
Mm.
And what I don't want is for us to have 10 pages of KPIs and not deliver on any of them.
No, I think it'd be interesting to know if there is a standard set that the pension regulator expects us to report
they're
on.
They're putting one together.
There isn't at the moment, but they were talking as part of the good governance review, a set of 10 to 15 standard key performance indicators that will be monitored to review standards across the board. But there are also, as Matthew said, there's various different sources of requirement of KPIs. Effectively, SIPFA benchmarking wants certain statistics.
Yeah.
The annual report for the pension fund wants certain statistics, which are slightly different to the ones that SIPFA want, which is slightly different to the ones in here. And there's an admin guide that's got a list of suggested ones that are different to these again.
Yeah.
And so it's trying to pull in line with all of the developments. There's a lot of guidance out there that has been put out piecemeal, some of which is conflicting with other bits, that needs to be consolidated into one big set of new guidance in terms of knowledge and skills, for example, we were talking at the governance conference, there's guidance ranging from 2008 to 2015 on what the required level of knowledge and understanding is for committee board officers, all of which are still active, and most of which are contradictory. And you can't comply with one without, you know, failing to comply with something else. So they're trying to pull it all together.
For me, when we looked at CIFRA benchmarking, when we looked at KPIs, we're looking right at the end process, just making sure that we've got in, and then we're actually processing that bit of work to its end. Whereas CIFRA benchmarking looks at, if you have a death, how long do you, is it the first letter goes out? It's more about the communication part of it rather than actually us completing the bit of work to fruition and paying out what we need
to
pay.
So it kind of depends what we're looking at, because it could be that we've got some key communications KPIs, which is right at the very start of the process, and then you've also got the completion KPIs. So where in the middle, where do we want to report, and what's the most useful piece of information to report on?
But what I'm hoping with workflow, it will be able to identify that for us. So it could be that we have I can run a report to show when the first letter goes out, which would then help the CIFRA, and then I can run a report to see how long it took us to actually to get the information we needed in to actually process that bit of work and to actual fruition. So it might be that once we've got our workflow system in, that it actually complements a lot of the stuff that we need to do. I don't know how it's going to work yet, but we've obviously got to have a think about how we do it.
And that will also help us in terms of looking at the resourcing that we've got and the resourcing that we need in terms of what is our workflow. Because we're a reasonably small, reasonably stable, steady scheme, aren't we?
We are.
So we don't have 700 transfers in every month, and we don't have 700 deaths every month, and so we haven't got that requirement to have the big team to do it all the time. But when it does come in, when something happens, that makes it slightly more difficult for us, I think, because we don't do it all the time. So we've got to remember what that process is, and it might take us slightly longer to do. So it's tracking all of those things.
Where I want the pensions officers to be is to be able to do every bit of work. Some do specialise in areas, but it would be better to have everybody doing everything. So there's a massive variety of work that they can do.
Gives you more resilience.
It does, exactly that.
Can I ask you just one other question? Yeah. You mentioned internal audits coming in. So what were they reviewing on your...
Yeah, they were reviewing our processes, really.
I've got the internal audit report, which is not on the agenda, but it will be on the agenda at the next meeting to... Oh, there it is, look. So it's a...
Oh, right, okay.
There were four... The level of assurance that came through was reasonable. Reasonable assurance. And primarily the action points were
iConnect. The issue, they couldn't give us a really good clean bill of health was because of our outside payroll providers, because we cannot control the data that we get from them, and we cannot control their reaction to us requesting it. But with iConnect, we'll have that control, because they will have to validate the data. But we've got to do a little bit of a sales pitch on them, but they're going to have to validate the data before it comes through to us. The same with our employers, and the same with the Isle of Council payroll as well.
So the executive summary of this internal audit report is going to go to the audit committee on the 2nd of December?
I think. First week of December.
So then we'll share it around after that. It was another one of those that came in slightly too late for me to get it on here. But again, if we have other areas of other business that we can adjust, we could have brought it later, so we will.
Then we're on to the brief